The art of f***ing.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
So, I don't know about that. So, yeah, that when it comes to sex, you have to know that it's more than just your fantasy, your deficit of all these, all the things you're frustrated about. Sex is the ultimate exchange. And, you know, there's a guy, we're on our Wednesday night call, and there's a guy asking about the golden dick stuff, which a lot of people watch and they're like, oh man, how can I sexually dominate a girl? But his motive isn't that. And I think his motive is the only motive that there ever needs to be when it comes to seduction, which that is the complete reciprocity of two people. That how does what I do affect you and shape you and turn you into something? And then how does what you do shape me? I cannot be a man unless I get your full woman. If I can't give you my full man, you cannot feel like a woman. You cannot feel like my woman. And I want to feel like your man. So this is this crazy thing, whereas when we get into social context, people are like, oh my God, you know, I don't want that, and, you know, hypergamy or whatever bullshit. Sex can't be sex if it's not physical first. Now, sex is absolutely mental, it's absolutely emotional, it's absolutely all these other things, but when it's not in the body first, you are not having sex. You know, this is why I was like, we were saying the art of fucking, the art of fucking, the art of seduction, the art of your sex, the art of discovering that all comes out of you with the body first. And so you need to know how to fuck. But then when you know how to fuck, everybody's like, porn. Okay. And then isn't that crazy? When we believe that porn is the answer, we start thinking that no fap is the answer because we're frustrated about porn. When we get dumped by a girl because we thought power and status and never being hurt or never being left or whatever it is was a relationship, when we get screwed by that relationship, we then start moving into these ideas of like how we can have more power and all this fucked up shit with, you know, where we see men going. It's all sex without it being physical. Don't get me wrong, it's mental, we're getting there, but when it comes down to that physical, we were talking about techniques in the Golden Dick video, and this dude, you know, he's talking about it. It's not just the technique. The technique is there so that we get the exchange, so that we can get what his motive is. I should have brought this up. The only motive, in my opinion, in sex is that exchange, to know what she is like, to have fully taken me and want me. That's the one I want. I don't want her to want me because I got money. I don't want her to want me because I made her orgasm or what. I want her to want me because she took all of me. She experienced the full me. And through that, she's overwhelmed with desire and passion. That's seduction. That's it. That's sex. The mental, the emotional, the logical, or maybe it's not so logical, but the description, the definition of sex from a man who has lived sex in his body first. Okay, so we gotta learn how to fuck. We gotta hold a woman down. We gotta hold her by her shoulders. We gotta overwhelm her body so it feels as though that it is having sex. You can't deny it as anything else. You know, how many times have you had sex and the girl's like, well, I don't know, it shouldn't be this way. It's just talking about all this shit, right? Talking about all this, these things which aren't primal, right? And you can talk to her. I talk all the time during sex. It's like people get annoyed by it. But you have to be in your body first. But once you're in your body, once you're in your body, once you've overwhelmed that, and I use that word like carefully because a lot of pickup people think sexual escalation is to overwhelm a woman. It's not. Sexual escalation is about the element of choice, this dance of how I want you because you want me and so on. And there's tons of videos on that. But when it comes to fucking, I'm just getting in the body so that she feels it, so she can't think about anything else except her body and the pleasure it feels. That's why I pin her up against the wall. That's why I grab her by the throat. That's why I slap her. That's why I choke. That's why I spread her butt cheeks apart. That's why I touch her. That's why I overwhelm her with my sex and her with my desire. None of this is to hurt. None of this is for power. All of this is to express what sex is to me so she feels all of me. Now, when that happens, I move to the mental. And this is interesting because, you know, the guy was talking about technique. You know, one of my friends who's very good with women, what he does is he says he says things like I'm not gonna come until you say you'll let me come in you. I'm not gonna come until you tell me you'll take my seed or whatever. And he says this, and you know, I mean, when you say stuff like that, it's gonna have some dramatic like elements to it. You want to be careful about that. But he says that because now that we're in the physical, the mental can happen. How do you turn yourself to me? How do you show me, woman, with your choice, with your actions, with your thought, with your decision, with the most powerful thing that we have as men and women, our choice, right? Our choice, our decision, in what is so biologically, fundamentally important, your body. Your body can take my seed. Your body could potentially grow life. Your body could be honored to be a part of this exchange. Now, again, doesn't always have to be that choice, right? This is an extreme example of it. But in that, you know, she says yes. Now, he may not do that. In fact, most of the time he says, I don't come in her, or I'm wearing a condom or something like that. But it's the idea of it. I want you as that woman. Now, some better examples of that, because when we talk about sex, men and women do stupid shit because we don't talk about sex enough. So let me just clear this up. You don't have to say, you know, carry my baby or whatever. But you could say something like, tell me you want me. We can stop. I don't want to feel pleasure with you unless you feel this with me. I want that choice. I want her to say that. And of course, I want her to challenge me with her choice. So that's the mental part. This mental part is so key. That decision actively in the moment of like, I'm out of the social mind. I'm out of the aroused mind and I'm in the sexual mind. I'm out of the logical decision-making thing. I'm out of the arousal of the back and forth and the hot and heavy. I'm in the sexual mind, this swimming, low energy, very slow, that's filled with so much power in it. And now I can say, I want you. I want you in that way. I want you in that dirty way. I want you in that shy way. I want you in that fantasy way. But we have to learn as men and women how to ask that, because we all want it. Now, you know, those are some ways. So basically, the thing is that when it comes into this sexual mind, we need to be able to stimulate our brand of sexuality. Okay, so it can't just be you're picking some random girl or she's fucking some random guy. It has to be us. You look me in the eye. Look me in the eye and take me. Take my body. Feel my orgasm. When you're coming, I'm not gonna let you come until you come for me, with me, or whatever it is that you and I are having a moment. The interesting thing is that when we have that, then our emotions can be free. And then our emotions can get out of control. It's overwhelming. It's so powerful. But when we have that, we can know emotion. See, we're all looking to define sex as what it is morally, politically, emotionally, without being physical or knowing where our brains and mentalities go during it. If you have sex like that, if it starts out as physical, then it moves into this choice of how we interact with each other, how we give, how we affect, the more that we're affected by one another. This is why men and women who are stuck in the power struggle of sex can almost guarantee that they'll never have good sex. They might have an orgasm, but they won't ever have that look of the man and the woman exchanging of going like, God, I shared a moment with you that was as close to God. It was as close to a spiritual experience. It was as close to the highest form of ecstasy that I've ever felt, that you own a piece of me and I own a piece of you. I would give up everything for that. Not because I'm caught up in ignorance, not because I've been overwhelmed with pussy or dick, but because I am a man and you are a woman. And that overwhelming part of the what we experienced showed me what truth is, if you want to call it, or what spirit is, or what the potential of me is. Perhaps that's the best way to put it. what the potential of me is. Because think about this, in the world and how fucked up we are, we kill each other over truth. We kill each other over what's right and wrong. But we live and grow and progress with each other when we know the true meaning and potential of self. And that's how important sex is. I mean, that's why it's the sexual life. This is how important it is that you speak with your body, that you leave at home your inhibitions about what sex is supposed to be, and you start having it, and you fuck, and you make love, and you screw up, and you commit, and you be polyamorous, and then you be monogamous, or whatever the hell it is, and you live guided by what's in your body, your mind, your physiology, your evolution, your whole essence of what brought you here on this earth of generations and generations of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. You start living that instead of this confusion, which is voiced by a bunch of people who don't fuck.